on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The state has confirmed they are now in possession of conclusive evidence placing one of the accused in AKA's murder case at the King Shaka Airport when the rapper landed in Durban. Kenan Forbes and his friend Debelo Motsoane were shot outside a restaurant on Durban's Florida Road later that day in 2023. Today's evidence emerged during a fresh application for bail of two accused in the murder case, Mziwe Themba Gwabeni and Lindukuhle Ndimande. Newswatch's Nyoshira Sudial was there.
In an affidavit, Detective Kumarasan Pillay rubbished the submissions made by Gwabeni and Ndimande, saying the facts were dealt with in last year's bail application. He then revealed that footage has now been acquired, showing Forbes arriving and meeting his entourage at the airport. Pillay says as the rapper and his team walk to a vehicle rental office in the vicinity, Gwabeni is clearly visible near them. The investigating officer says Gwabeni is seen on the phone and that they've established that he is speaking to accused number two in the case, Lindani Ndimande. Gwabeni then leaves the airport almost at the same time as Forbes and is next seen driving past the rapper's hotel. A second call is then made to Lindani. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
The South African Depression and Anxiety Group has advised parents and caregivers to be as supportive as possible as the 2024 matriculants await their results. SADAG's Cassie Chambers says this is usually a difficult time for the pupils as the results will impact their future. She says they often feel alone and have difficulty navigating their feelings.
What if they don't do well? What if they don't get the marks that they need? What if they failed? There's a lot of what if right now, and that can cause a lot of stress, anxiety. They might be feeling overwhelmed by what all of those different meanings could be. If they fail, what's going to happen? If they disappoint their parents, what's going to happen? There's so much pressure and conversation around it, which can sometimes make this pressure and the stress somewhat worse.
Hollywood's production on hold with several events like next week's Oscar nominations postponed because of huge wildfires tearing through California. Though winds are dying down, flames have edged towards the famous Hollywood sign. Paris Hilton's among celebrities who've lost their home in Malibu, with the exclusive Pacific Palisades neighborhood of LA also badly hit. Reese Witherspoon and Tom Hanks are among the 130,000 people evacuated. Actor and writer Steve Guttenberg describes what he saw as he helped people flee.
There were people in wheelchairs trying to get out who didn't have time to put their foot rests on. There were little kids. There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 29 tomorrow. Richards Bay 34 for the Newswatch team. I'm Nginokuhle Malinga.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Graham Potter has taken over as the new West Ham manager. Keshav Maharaj hoping the DSG fans come out in their numbers again this season. And the Australian Open draw has been confirmed, getting underway on Sunday.